BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
His Thursday Scott Mills Daily Podcast includes Greg James on Real or No Real, Can I Pull It Back on Bangers, It's All Going Wrong, Chris surprises another local bakery on Secret Bake Off, and a brilliant innuendo bingo with Helen Skelton.
This is
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Okay, we're on. It's Thursday afternoon. Mills here, and this is Chris Stark.
Hi, Scott Mills.
All right?
Yeah, really good.
Presented a whole award ceremony last night with a rip in my trousers, which I only found at the end of the award ceremony, so that's good. Thanks to everyone in Norwich at the Shopping Centre Awards that I did for not mentioning it until the very end.
The Shopping Centre Awards.
It's not called the Shopping Centre Awards.
So what is it like?
Well, no, it was a shopping centre. Was that's not what it's called,
right? I saw a picture of you in a tux.
Retail is detail
on your Instagram.
Yes, that's right. That's the one that now has the rip in it.
So it's like the Oscars of the shopping world, is it?
Exactly that.
So yep. You've got like sort of best new shop.
Yep.
Most improved shop.
Best.
What's the big one?
Best health and safety was good.
Best toilets.
Best waste management was the first award, which so well done to them. Into. Thanks to them for last night. Hope you're right this afternoon. Kano coming up and 21 Pilots and also a Luna George.
I feel so silly today.
I do. I feel silly too. Mm. And Matt, I'm taking advantage of this. I would like you to do a secret bake-off today. Can you believe the news about Ms. Bez?
Oh.
She's off. She's jumped.
What are you saying about Paul Hollywood though?
Well, spotted in a car, allegedly, in a blacked-out car outside Channel 4 around the back entrance.
So Ms. Bez saying that she's loyal to the BBC.
Yeah.
And
Paul's in a blacked-out car outside Channel 4.
Ooh,
that's
Hollywood.
Just speculation. I'm loving how people are gripped by this, though. So after three today, we're going to send Chris out to a bakery or a cafe near here, and we will get him to buy something. And then while at the till, with the server, he will go full Paul Hollywood and pull apart the bake.
Yeah.
And see what their reaction is.
So we're doing this later on BBC Radio 1, right?
Here on the BBC,
yeah,
nowhere
nice.
Else. Okay, just after three. Greg's on Real or No Real later, about 3:40. And we have innuendo bingo with Helen Skelton coming up at 1:45. That, my darlings, is a show.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Scott, I know you like the odd politician, right?
And what? Clarify that.
Well, what I mean is you used to be obsessed with the former Prime Minister, Julia Gillard.
Of Australia. Yeah. Well, yes, actually. And pictures of her and videos of her falling over. Check out the one in India. It's amazing.
I've seen loads of videos of this guy that I think is so you. And he's the Canadian Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau.
You're across him? Of course I am, yeah.
Yeah, what a dude.
I've been aware of him for ages. Is this the first time that you've come across him?
I've only saw him pop up on Facebook the other day with something someone shared.
Well, you know I'm generally obsessed with Prime Ministers and former Prime Ministers of different countries. It's just my thing, that's what I do.
Yeah. When you went on Celebrity Mastermind, was that wasn't your specialist subject, was it?
No, it was an Australian soap opera instead.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, Justin, what are you saying about him?
Just a legend. He says he likes to... Well, he started using your catchphrases, for one.
Oh, is he?
Amongst other things that he said. He recently was caught saying, yes.
Oh. So why is this like some game or something, is it?
I believe it was part of a game. He was playing a game of... You know that game that sometimes people play, Win, Fail, OMG, Cute, sorry, that game.
Yeah. He wouldn't get our Prime Ministers playing that, would you?
No. No, you wouldn't. But that's what I like about him.
Yeah. It's different, isn't it, in Canada? Let me hear this. Okay, we've got the clip there.
Yeah. Win, fail, OMG, cute, sorry, and yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. That's the Prime Minister of Canada saying yes.
Yes. So basically, he had to look at pictures of memes and had to rate them in one of those ways. He's so like you.
Yes.
There he is.
There he is. That's a Prime Minister
like,
saying that.
Yes, Gaga, you look so good. Oh my God, yes.
Yes.
He could be one of those.
Yeah, you love Trudeau, right?
Yeah, I love him.
Here's a clip of him answering a Twitter question.
Justin Trudeau is too hot and perfect and I don't trust him. Cute.
This is so weird. This is the Prime Minister.
I know.
However, it's true. I'm saying...
It's Trudeau.
I'm saying... Justin Trudeau Trudeau, hottest prime minister in the world right now.
Yeah.
He's the best one we've got. Even more so than Theresa May.
Really?
Absolutely.
That's big from you.
It's big.
Trudeau for innuendo bingo, do we think?
That's the dream.
Yes.
The Prime Minister of Canada on innuendo bingo.
Yes, let's make it happen.
And I can just stare at him.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Did I once tweet the former Prime Minister of Australia saying, can you come on and play innuendo bingo?
Yeah, it was really late. It was at like 3 a.m. after a gig, I think. Oh. But then saying that, you know what? It was 3 a.m. last night when I was tweeting about Trudeau.
Yeah.
Prime Minister Trudeau of Canada. Mm. Just saying he should basically rule the world.
Yeah. Danny Munster says, I'm pressing my buzzer for Justin Trudeau, saying yes. Okay, you sure? Well, the best thing of all of the year. You can only press that buzzer once. It's like the golden buzzer on Britain's Got Talent.
It is quite cool.
Okay, Danny. There we are. You can't say anything else is good for the rest of the year.
Yes.
It is good, though. That's the Prime Minister of Canada right there.
I mean, what could we do with him? Real or no real with Trudeau?
No.
Because it'd be like...
I've got it.
Trudeau or...
Innuendo Trudeau.
Oh, yes. It's got to happen.
You like it?
How do we contact someone like him?
I don't know, but he seems like... You know, like some of these like politicians, they seem like they're not contactable. He seems like pretty like he'd be up for it. Do you know what I mean?
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Helen Skelton.
Hi.
Okay, you're slightly concerning me because you have a screwdriver in your hand.
I don't know. Why have you got a screwdriver on the desk?
Well, in case we need to do some last-minute maintenance.
You're manly.
It's quite manly,
aren't
you? Show.
Yeah.
That's right. It's actually, as you can probably tell, it's very manly.
Yeah, always ready for DIY.
Yeah. How are you?
I'm really good. Really good, thank you.
Last time I saw you, I was really stressed.
God bless you. You were doing that abseil for Children in Need and it was not your favourite day at work, was it?
No, it's all right for you because you just do that when you wake up in the morning. You're like, oh, I'll just do an abseil.
Yeah, but you were making it worse for yourself because you were hanging around on the edge. And you know when someone's really scared? I was really trying not to laugh, bless you.
Oh, thanks.
Your little legs were shaky.
I know, they were. It was really shaky legs.
But I was like, if you just get on with it, like go over the edge, we'll get this over with
easy
quicker.
For you to say. Go, but, just go over the edge.
I got down... I chatted to you, got down to the bottom, bless you. It took a while, didn't it?
Yes, but it was very windy, Helen.
Well, you've done it. You've done it now.
Yeah, I've done it. It did take a while, though. I was aware that you were, like, clock watching, going, I've got to get home.
Yeah. what were you trying to do then? Just ham it up a little bit, Scott?
No,
just
generally terrified, that's all.
But you could have done it a bit quicker.
Your voice went so high-pitched.
Anyway, let's not do that again.
Okay.
Let's talk about you. How was Rio?
Excellent.
Was it?
Well, I'm a big sports fan, so for me it's a bit like... Disneyland for sports because I went to swimming in the morning and then I went to gymnastics and then I went to the velodrome and it was just wall-to-wall sports, so it was brilliant.
What's it like being there?
It's...
I can't imagine it.
What was brilliant about Rio was the Brazilians are up for a party. Everybody's got face paints on, everyone's having a drink, everyone's in great spirits, and no disrespect to the Brazilian swimmers, but they're not the world, you know, they're not a swimming superpower.
Right.
But every time there was a Brazilian in the pool, it was like, you know, it was like a football crowd going crazy. They were all chanting, like, Thiago. And because it was a roof on the pool, the atmosphere was really loud.
Yeah.
We were kept calling it, like, the House of Fun because they had all this rave music on in between races. It was so loud, they had to keep telling people to shush because the swimmers at some points couldn't hear the 3, 2, 1, go.
It looks brilliant.
What's it like going out with BBC Sport and doing something like that as well? Because on paper, it looks like the dream job that you were doing.
Are you aware that loads of people are watching it and it's a massive deal? Or don't you even think about it?
No, because we were on in the middle of the night. So
still.
People were gripped.
Yeah.
But we were just sort of having, as you may have seen, we were just having a bit of a laugh. Like Mark Foster and Becky Adlington, two of brilliant friends, and we just had a bit of a giggle. Mm. And I think, you know, the swimmers have been working to that moment for 4 years. It's so stressful. So much pressure that this is their moment. This is their showcase. This is their big derby. Not like footballers get every week, you know. This was their thing. So for us, you're just buzzing to be part of the atmosphere.
Do you think, like, once they've finished all that and it's such a hype, there must be, like, a real bit of, like, oh, like a downtime afterwards when they've done so well and they've been working to that moment for 4 years and you're like... What now?
No, they all go crackers because they've all, like, not been out for ages.
Do they?
So I went down to Copacabana Beach the day after swimming finished and bumped into all the swimmers. Well, first of all, not a group of people you want to bump into on the beach.
I was going to say, that's really awkward because the beach must have just looked really fit. And also, they're just dominating the sea.
Yeah. I've never been so happy.
Do you know what I mean?
If you want to feel inadequate as a human, don't hang out with swimmers on the beach. But yeah, they're all just letting rip and like having a drink. And obviously, because they have been training so hard, bless them, doesn't take a lot to have an effect.
No. Get you. Actually, when we had Chris Mears in off of diving, he was like, yeah, I'm going to go on a massive bender now. And I think he has. I saw you on Lorraine this morning.
Yes, lovely Lorraine.
Levi Roots off of Reggae Reggae Sauce was there.
He's so much fun. I cooked with him once in the Blue Peter kitchen.
Of course you did. You've done everything.
Well.
You have.
Did you take stuff from the Blue Peter kitchen for your own kitchen? Like, do you know what I mean? Like the Blue Peter clock, that kind of thing. Do you get mementos?
Or one of the dogs?
I don't really go in the kitchen. Well, the dog was mine.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I took the dog when I left.
Yeah.
Well, I forgot about that. It was yours, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Anything else you took?
I did try to take a live sign, but I got in trouble for that because it was connected to
that. And if you present that show, do you automatically get a golden Blue Peter badge?
No, you've got to do something crazy. And I obviously did quite a lot of challenges.
Quite a lot, yeah.
You've done so much
ridiculous
stuff.
Ridiculous.
Like, it seems mad if you can't get a gold.
Well, I remember saying to my boss, what have I got to do to get a gold? And he said, leave.
Yeah.
So have you got one now?
Yeah.
Right.
And where is it? Do you know where it is?
It's in a shoebox at my mum's.
Oh, I thought you'd have it on display. Like, frame that.
Well, no, we're a bit nomadic, so I've just moved house for the third time in a year.
Right, okay.
Don't trust myself.
You should always be wearing it, I think, with pride.
But no, because then it's awkward because people ask you, if you wear a Blue Peter badge, as I sometimes left work with it on, people ask you how you got it, and then you have to say that you're on it, and they say they haven't seen you, and it gets a bit awkward.
Yeah. Mm. I noticed that Sunita was there this morning as well.
With a dog.
Oh, I love her. Was she like, oh, God, I wish people would stop asking me about this Brad Pitt thing. I have nothing to do with it. Have you seen her on Twitter? She's my absolute favourite right now. She's like, guys, like, I know I went out with him once, but it's nothing to do with me. I love her.
Oh,
I blooming love her. Right, Skelton, are you ready for possibly your toughest challenge yet?
Yes.
Innuendo bingo?
Yes.
Look at the studio. How are you feeling?
Have you got a new bin?
Yeah, we've got... No, not a new bin, but we have got new sheets for you.
Oh.
Because sometimes we use the same old Mingan sheets, but these are brand new.
Oh, okay.
So if you want to watch this, you can in a minute on the Radio 1 website, anywhere where you can get to a screen, your phone, tablet, computer, laptop, bbc.co.uk. We'll put you guys in position and we'll play Innuendo Bingo. I know it's going to be a good one today. The clips are amazing.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, Helen Skelton is about to play our game Innuendo Bingo. I can tell you the cameras are on.
It's time to make another celebrity wet. This is Innuendo Bingo.
How you feeling?
I'm excited.
Are you?
Poised.
It's a rematch, this, isn't it?
Yeah.
Did I win before?
No one really wins anymore.
What to say, really.
I went to Wimbledon after it, and I remember I could hardly see because you'd spat in my eyes.
Awesome.
Now, you've played before, so do you have a change of clothes?
Yes.
Good. We can even provide a towel now. That's a new thing that we do.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
Budget.
I know. We've got a towel. Okay, Helen Skelton's playing Innuendo Bingo. Get online and watch if you can. Radio 1 website is where you need to go. You can watch it on your phone. Yeah, we're on. Let's get the waters on, lads.
Okay.
Come on, ladies.
Oh, I should have took my watch off.
Oh, is it waterproof?
No.
That surprises me.
Oh, what? You know me, always jumping off cliffs and stuff.
I know. Right. Okay, here we go.
Excellent.
Watch is off. She means business.
He'll have that.
Let's start with the amazing coverage of the Olympics on BBC One. If you could take your waters there, please, as much as you can fit in your mouths. Now, Helen, you were at the Aquatic Centre.
Mm-hmm.
Even now, nobody seems to know why that pool turned that funny colour. Could this be anything to do with it?
And it means that Great Britain lie in ninth, level on three gold medals with Russia and with Italy, with three silvers as well, two of them coming in the pool overnight.
I remember that happened.
What, the pool turning green?
Yes, that bit.
Two of them coming in the pool overnight.
Holding there. Water, please. Lots of. Now we're going over to last night's Great British Bake Off on BBC One. I hope Val doesn't mind me saying this. Oh, Val. But she is one of the more mature bakers in the competition. And it's because of her years of experience that she's able to achieve things like this with such confidence in the in the bake-off tent.
While the rest of the bakers race to start their first prove...
It's a little bit wetter than I usually make it, but it's better to be wetter than it is to be dry.
Oh. So many of you spotted that one, you weirdos. Thank you for sending that in. There was a lot last night on Bake Off. If you spot an innuendo, you can send them to me. You know I love your emails. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
It's better to be wetter than it is to be dry.
Bye, Val. Water, please. Now an absolute classic from Jeremy Vine on BBC Radio 2. You okay there, Skelters?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I'm calling you that. That's so weird. Mm. You will definitely need to reload your waters for this one, especially you, Chris.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm all for poetry on the BBC. But I'm not sure I want to be hearing this at the time that Jeremy's show is on, which is lunchtime, of course.
The Owl and the Pussycat by Edward Lear. The owl and the pussycat went to sea in a beautiful pea-green boat. They took some honey and plenty of money wrapped up in a £5 note. Yeah. The owl looked up to the stars above and sang to a small guitar. Oh, beautiful pussy. Oh, pussy, my love. What a beautiful pussy you are.
Water, please. Extra water, please. Chris, come on, reload.
All right. It's the, yeah, right. It's the way he says it.
You are. What a beautiful pussy you are. Oh, beautiful pussy. Oh, pussy, my love. What a beautiful pussy you are. You are. What a beautiful pussy you are.
Poetry performer Gary Dexter there reading the classic nonsense poem The Owl and the Pussycat. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's gone in Chris's hair.
Oh, it's all over my... Got it over
I
my
dressed
head.
Up as the owl from that once.
Did you?
Yeah.
What was that for?
A fancy dress competition, obviously. Oh, right. It's not for Wednesday.
I thought you were up a mountain or something.
Not always up a mountain, just most of the time. OK, water, please. Now, Helen, you've worked with Claire Boarding, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
Would you be comfortable asking this question on live TV, particularly if it was to someone as respected as... As Dame Susan Boyle.
Well, I was very gobsmacked and very honoured and very excited to be here.
And you've also been involved in the Queen's Baton Relay. Where did you take the baton?
Claire! Can't ask that to Subo.
Where did you take the baton?
My colleague!
I know. She's been on the show before. She's aware that we play her a lot. OK, here we go. Water, please. Are you OK?
Yeah, sorry. I was going to say something, then I didn't want to end up on this game.
OK, oh, sharp in, take a breath there. OK, now, does anyone remember the brilliant show Secrets from the Clink? Mm. No? It was good. In this episode, Strictly head judge Len Goodman was surprised to find out that one of his ancestors went to prison. It's quite a shock for Len on television, that was. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Water, have you got your waters there?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I thought the main aim of prison was to punish people. Do you like that?
Trent!
Do you like that?
That's incredible.
That's one of my finest ones, I think. Okay, get your waters. True, though, isn't it? That's what prison's all about.
Okay.
Come on.
Sorry, Helen. Sorry, Dame Helen.
Len's ancestor Henry was trying to earn premature discharge from his long penal stretch.
All of this came as a massive surprise to Len. Seven!
Premature discharge from his long penal stretch.
Oh, God. Oh. Okay. Water, please. It's a good one, this. Now we're going over to the Celebrity Chase on ITV. You've been on the chase, haven't you, Helen? Mm-hmm. How scary is it? Oh, no, you don't get scared of anything. Well, I was terrified.
I did it years ago, and I got asked a question about where I now live. They asked me where Catalan Dragons play,
yeah,
and I said the wrong place, so everyone thinks I'm really stupid because I don't know where I live, but it was years ago.
It was years ago. Okay, sorry, I mentioned it.
Did you go for the big money?
I did.
Yeah, you did.
Of course.
Legend.
You did.
I got offered $2,000 or $100,000. I went $100,000.
Yeah, of course you did.
The crowd booed.
Did they? Why would they do that?
Because everyone was like, play safe, come home.
No,
like,
it's when you take the minus offers that that's when they should boo.
All right, so we're going over to the chase now. I've said this before, and I'll say it again. If it's a multiple choice question on the chase, the answer is never C.
What term was used to describe a verbal assault from Margaret Thatcher? A, carpet bagging, B, hand bagging, or C, tea bagging?
This game's gone ridiculous and epic.
Now, in case you were wondering, the answer was B, handbagging.
Or C, teabagging.
No, it wasn't. It was B. Water, please.
Oh,
it's a good one, this.
Are you okay?
You all right?
Scott said you were a dame yesterday. Are you actually Dame Helen Skelton?
No.
I did, say tomorrow on the show it's Dame Helen Skelton. I feel that you should be.
Yeah, you should be.
But also, do put it in the drop-down list when you're ordering stuff.
Oh, okay, Dame.
Yeah, Dame. Mm.
That is an option.
I do Madame now because I'm in France.
Do
I
you?
I like that. Madame Miller.
Okay, over to BBC Breakfast now for the newspaper review. I know that all everyone is talking about today is Mary Berry quitting the Bake Off, but there is another TV chef in the headlines that no one's noticed.
And so he's really painting a very bleak picture and saying we have to re-educate ourselves. And in the middle of it, he fingers, shockingly, I might say, Delia Smith.
And finally, last one. Let's make it a good one.
Right, let's do this.
One of your many things that you do, Helen, is a bit of country file every now and again, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Have you ever fancied doing Spring Watch or Winter Watch?
Yeah.
Good, aren't they? Now, before, if you do want to do that, before you get your agent to contact them...
And I feel like that's a loaded question.
No, no, it's fine. Just setting up this clip here. Come on, get your waters in. Before you consider Spring Watch or Winter Watch, Helen, I think you should be probably a bit more aware of what Chris Packham is capable of.
Our wild cat quest continues. We're on the quest to track down a true Scottish wild cat.
And I get Michaela out of bed to show her blackcock in the flesh.
And that was today's... It was a bird. That was today's Inuna Bingo with Helen Skelton. Did you enjoy it?
Well played.
Loved it. Loved it.
Thanks, Helen. We'll get the video for you to watch later if you couldn't watch it at the time. Oh. Thank you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Right, we all love the 1975, right? Oh, probably not all of us, but, like, pretty much everybody.
I think pretty much everyone does.
So next Friday night... This is well exciting. Next Friday night, something super special is happening on BBC Radio 1 because we are going to be bringing Live Lounge Month to a, well, just an incredible end with an absolutely unique gig from the 1975. Listen to this. They're going to perform a Live Lounge symphony with the BBC Philharmonic Orchestra. And it's going to be at the top of Blackpool Tower.
Yeah.
That one I nearly had to abseil off once.
Oh, wow.
But then it got cancelled.
Oh, that's just...
Cos wind.
That's going to be epic.
They're not going to be actually outside. They're going to be in the tower. That's the tower that, you know, when people are strictly like, oh, I just want to get to Blackpool. That's all I ever want. That's the tower that they go to.
So what we're saying, the 1975 massive orchestra.
Like one of the best orchestras in the world.
Absolute scenes.
Going to be incredible. So obviously... As it would, the gig sold out as soon as it went on sale. But you could still be there. If you want to know how to be there, you need to make sure you listen to Dev this Saturday on Radio 1 from 8 a.m. Imagine it, top of the Blackpool Tower, the 1975 and the BBC Philharmonic Orchestra. No tickets left. You can win some. Listen to Dev Saturday morning.
Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Hi, Charlotte.
Hi, Scott.
You okay?
I'm really good. Are you?
Yeah, you're like the biggest 1975 fan in the actual world.
Oh my God, honestly, I cannot contain my excitement. I can't wait to see Matt Healy in the flesh.
You've never seen him before in the flesh?
No, I'm seeing him twice this year, and like I just got tickets to see him next Friday, and I'm so excited.
So you've got tickets for this Blackpool thing already, yeah?
I have, yeah, but loads of my friends are going to be listening to Radio 1 to try and win the tickets to come with me next Friday.
Yeah, tell them, right? All they need to know is that if they want to go, which service to do with you. It would be quite nice as like a little group outing, wouldn't it?
It'd be amazing, yeah.
Tell them to listen to Dev on Saturday morning, and that goes for every other 1975 fan, from 8 a.m. on Saturday, OK?
Yeah, no, I definitely will do. I've been telling them ever since I got the tickets, so, yeah.
Also, I did say earlier that it would be the entire BBC Philharmonic Orchestra and the 1975 at the top of the tower. Blackpool fans are tweeting me going, that's probably going to be a bit of a squeeze in there at the top. So I've just found out it's in the Grand Ballroom. That's kind of even cooler.
Oh, my God, yeah, that's so much cooler, actually. It'll be such a good atmosphere.
Well, I hope it's not a disappointment when you see Matt Healy in the actual flesh.
Of course it won't be. No,
of course
it'll
it won't be.
Beautiful.
Of course. OK, and tell your mates Saturday morning, 8 a.m, all right?
I will do. Thanks, Scott.
Love you, bye. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Can't believe Hollywood's actually making the move.
Yeah.
I did say earlier that he was spotted in a blacked-out people carrier outside the back of Channel 4. But I had to kind of pull back on that because I wasn't quite sure if it was true. But it obviously was.
Yeah, he's doing it. He's getting sent all sorts of emojis and that.
But I bet he is. I'm not sure how I feel about him now.
Big up Mary Berry as well.
Loyal.
Should be said.
I bet he was in dark sunglasses as well during that meeting.
What, and a big coat?
Yeah, a massive coat, blacked out windows,
this
all of it.
This is Scott Mills. BBC Radio
1. Despite Paul's disloyalty, we will be...
Keep saying it like that.
I'm joking. I'd still like you to go and be him, or pretend to be him, or budget version of him, at 3:10 today on Secret Bake Off, yes. Where you go to a cafe and pull apart some of their cakes. Hello, George.
Hello.
Where are you?
I'm in Suffolk.
Okay, what do you do?
I'm a farmer. I'm hedge cutting at the moment.
Are you an actual young farmer, though, or are you just a hedge cutter?
No, I'm a young farmer as well.
Oh, okay. No, none of this be funny about it. I was just asking a question.
So, George, this could be a great day for you and me because this could be the second week that I beat Scott at Bangers. Quite convincingly as well. I'm 2-0 up at the moment. Basically, if you choose me today, then I've won the week.
Yeah, but also, if you choose me...
Then all you can do is hope for a draw at the end of this week.
I don't care. At least I clawed back a bit of dignity. I was in the car to Norwich yesterday, and I was really, really having a good think to myself, like, where am I going wrong here? And I just don't know. I can't put my finger on it.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going wrong. What kind of music are you into, George?
I'm quite easy. I'm into anything, really.
Versatile, yeah. But okay. And who do you normally choose?
Got it. Normally, if I'm honest, I would normally go with Chris, but it's normally 50-50.
Okay.
So we'll see what you got.
I'm nervous.
So who's going first? How do you want to play this one?
You go first.
Okay. Oh, this is such a good one. You ready? George, are you ready?
I am always ready.
You could pick this. We got 'em hypnotized. We got 'em hypnotized. Such a tune. We got 'em
hypnotized. That's quite a tune.
It's right, Tiesto, first Diplo, featuring Busta Rhymes. Come on, brackets, catch them by surprise. Bit of a weird title. But seriously, this tune goes off.
I'm actually going to go.
Really?
Yeah, just play yours.
Look, it's that good.
But even you.
Yeah, you're going
to
need something big.
No, I'm embarrassed now.
That's going to be something big.
Oh, I'm embarrassed. What are you going to flop out?
I'm embarrassed. Do I have to do this?
Yeah,
just play yours.
No, go on. What have you got? Oil.
Don't laugh, George. Having an absolute mare here.
Listen, it's not a bad bake.
It's not bad.
You and Your Hand by Pink.
I mean, they're both strange titles. But listen, George, the choice is yours.
Yeah, this... I think it's going to be pretty easy, if I'm honest.
Yeah.
But... No. Chris, I'm sorry, Chris, but it's going to be Chris.
I'm sorry, Chris, but it's going to be Chris.
No, sorry, I mean, sorry, Scott, it's going to be Chris.
Oh, fine. Yeah, you worried me for a second. And I win the week. Come on! We got them hypnotized. We got them hypnotized. We got them hypnotized. We got them hypnotized.
hypnotized. We got them hypnotized. We got them hypnotized. We got them hypnotized. We got them hypnotized.
My theory is that you and Busta Rhymes are in this together. I mean, he's been on a lot lately.
I featured him a couple of times. To be honest,
What's the deal there then?
I played another song which had Busta Rhymes and thought, God, this is good.
Are you paying him?
What else
are you paying him?
No, I'm paying him.
Props need the money now. What's that, 12 quid or something he gets for that?
Main headline here is 3-0. And tomorrow could be a whitewash for you.
Hello, Arthur on Twitter, who says, you should really hire a personal banger's assistant. I can make Scott great again.
There's loads
I might get that on a cap.
Do you know what? I think you did yourself a misjustice by writing off your song choice before. Because there's loads of people that wanted to hear Pink.
Was there?
Yeah. I mean, there's quite a lot that didn't. But there's also quite a lot that did.
Mills, you need to stop your obsession with mid to late noughties pop. It's doing you a disservice.
I've got to admit, my well is running slightly dry. I put in loads of effort a couple of weeks ago. Like, did loads of research.
But I think that I'm picking good songs.
Well, what do we do? But
you're just picking Busta Rhymes songs. I don't know what to do.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now. Last night on Great British Bake Off, it was pastry week. So I've sent Chris out to perform another secret bake off. He goes into a cafe or bakery, orders something, and then pulls it apart and critiques it, poor Hollywood style. It's one of my favourite things that we do. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Scott. You all right?
Yeah, you okay?
Good, yeah. Yeah, I'm outside the cafe that we're going to do this with this time.
Now, it's fair to say we've stepped it up a gear this time, haven't we?
Yeah, I'm not so sure about this one that you've sent me to. I get why you've done it, but I would say this is probably our poshest ever secret bake-off, in the sense that the contestant that we're using for this is part of one of the poshest places that we know.
Yeah.
It's where loads of meetings are held in the day.
Yeah, loads of people in suits.
You have to book, generally, to get a table. It's that kind of thing.
Yeah, and they're more of a kind of tarts and gattos kind of establishment, aren't they?
Yeah, that sounds like a theme, doesn't it? Sounds like a fresher's theme, almost. Tarts and gattos.
But they do have, like, a spread of pastries just near the tills, don't they?
They do, yeah. So what they've got is they've got this takeaway bit where you can go and get really nice coffee and really nice cakes. This is basically the kind of cafe that people like you like to go and eat in.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? The rich and famous, the successful. These are the cafes that I walk past.
You're more into Wegg's over the road, aren't you?
Yeah, but one day I will eat in this cafe. Well, now, I guess. I suppose it's a bit different.
I love your aspirations.
Yeah, if I regularly ate and drank in this cafe, I'd feel like I was probably doing quite well for myself.
Yeah. The only thing, I'm quite enjoying the extra level of danger, but I am worried that if you put your hand in their frangipan at the tills, they'll go mad.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're outside right now, are you?
Yeah, I feel nervous with this one. In fact, you know what? When we did the last one, it had been a while, and for some reason I wasn't particularly nervous about it.
I think it's because it's so high end.
It is, and like even from where I'm standing right now, I can see the flowers that they sell inside, and yeah. it's just well expensive. Like.
Also, the person that you get served by, generally in there, I find, does tend to be French.
Yeah. Well, I think it might even be a French place. Actually, I don't know. They put a little accent over the E.
Yes.
Over
yes.
Cafe.
Yes.
Rather than just cafe, you know.
Yeah. So definitely French. Okay then. I would head in if I was you.
Are you ready to go?
I'm ready over here, yeah.
I can see the cake stall from in here, but I can't really see what's on offer. It's pastry week, right? So I take it you want a pastry.
If possible, yes. And then just go in there, order it. When it arrives, just do your poor Hollywood thing.
Yeah. Well, what I can do is I'll walk in now and I'm going to have to go a bit quieter, but I can just talk you through what stuff's in there.
Okay, yeah, just whisper it to me if you want.
All right, I'll have to do some small talk in the meantime.
Mm-hmm.
So they've got a carrot cake.
Mm-hmm.
They've got pistachio cake.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, mate. Well, that looks nice.
What's that?
That's a Bakewell tart.
Oh, lovely.
Got. What's this one here, sorry?
Salted caramel.
Salted caramel tart.
With a pistachio cake.
pistachio cake. Oh, that's nice.
Oh, it is posh.
Oh, plum tart.
Oh, has that got a pastry
plum
on
tart.
It?
Plum tart.
Yeah. You got the summer berry sponge?
Does that have pastry on it?
The bottom is just almond
yes.
paste.
Almond paste. Almond I think paste. That's pastry, though. Yeah. That's cool. And, yeah, okay. Oh, I don't know what to do. Sorry, yeah, I'm just I'm only allowed one treat a week, so I've got to pick really carefully.
What about this cake?
Chris, go plum tart.
The pistachio cake? The pistachio cake. I'm going to go plum tart, if that's okay.
Plum tart,
I think that's a pastry. Yes.
Yeah.
Can I get it on a plate? Is that all right?
Oh, God.
Yeah. I'm going to... Do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to grab a knife and fork for this one.
Are you going to... Are you not going to go hands in? Go hands in.
I don't know if it's that kind of place.
No,
really?
It doesn't matter. Yeah, go hands in.
Okay. Knife and fork back.
If there's a real, if there's like plum in the tart, like get your fingers around the plums, really go for it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that'd be lovely. Thank you.
Oh, I'm not looking forward to this.
How much is that, please?
It's £3, please.
Oh. It's all right, actually.
You see, you thought it was expensive. Not that bad.
There you go, mate.
Thank you very much.
Cheers.
So oh, God.
Yeah, receipt, please. You'll reimburse that one.
Claiming that back. Good luck with that.
Okay, there you go.
Cheers,
thank
mate.
Thank you very much.
You got a couple of minutes to look through it with me?
Oh, no. You going in?
It looks good. I can get different layers out of that one there. You can see
yeah,
you've got a lovely...
You've got a plum tart in the bottom. I mean, it's pastry in the bottom.
Are your fingers
you got
in?
The almond paste in the middle.
Let me get my hand around these plums
right,
on the top. Look at that, the plums. You've got, you know what you've done there, haven't you? You've removed the middle of the plum.
Yep.
It's still nice though. Let me try a plum. Little. Pop one in my mouth. That's lovely, that is. And you've got a lovely bake on the bottom of that, haven't you?
Yep.
You can see the shine through there. That's very good. Let me just slide my finger right in and see what happens. Yep, solid bottom. Let me just get my fingers right in there. It's quite sticky. In fact, it's very sticky. Mmm. Good flavours coming through. I'll tell you what, you can really taste the ganache.
Yeah.
And look, the base on the bottom there just crumbles away.
That means good.
Sign of a good base, just crispy.
Yeah.
You can almost hear that. That's how good it is. You have a very good plum tart.
That's very nice, huh?
Yeah, I do like what you've done there. If I would say one thing, I like to toast the plums right through.
Right.
And the top there,
yeah.
It just feels to me it could be a little more plummy. But you know what you've done, the alcohol's killed it off. Right, anyway, that's lovely. Shall I leave that with you?
Yeah, of course.
You said that last time about the alcohol.
I'm going to have to lick my fingers and I'll leave this with you.
Brilliant.
Just leaving it there.
It's not a bad bake, though. Not a bad bake. Good.
Tell everyone that he's Star Baker. Everybody.
Everyone, this week's Star Baker.
Oh,
Star Baker. See ya. Got sticky fingers, Mills.
Are you out yet?
I'm out, yeah, I've just hit straight out the door.
How was that?
The look in his eyes when I slid my fingers in was he looked so sad.
Did he?
Yeah, he was so polite. It was ridiculous. He just stood there.
He just took it.
For attention, just took it all. It was crazy. Like, I don't know why he did that.
No.
His colleague came over to come and have a look. We're just kind of sat on a stool outside, so I might move away.
I would.
I'll tell you what, though, quite like to go back in and fetch the tart.
Well, go and get it.
It's a bit awkward though because it's on a plate, so
no,
I'll have
go
to ask
it.
For it as takeaway. I'll go back in a minute. He's sort of come back out and he's stood around by the doorway now watching us, so I think we'll move away slightly.
I'd move really away, like maybe even come back here.
I'll come back. I would quite like the tart though. I've stupidly left it in there.
I'll let you figure that out and I'll speak to you when you get back, all right?
All right, mate.
All right, I'll speak to you in a minute then.
All right, in a bit.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Charlotte, who says, listening to Secret Bake Off on Radio 1, I'm actually in tears, real tears. I would have also gone for the plum tart. I think it was a great thing to do. Martin in Plymouth has a complaint. He says, I actually can't drive while listening to Secret Bake Off. It's just too much for me. The cringe is real. All of next week's Inuit Bingo is sorted. That's Lexi in Bicester. I mean, there's so many comments. When he said, Star Baker, everybody. I know, Holly, I know. However, I think probably the best Secret Bake Off we've done yet. Chris is on his way back.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Welcome back.
Oh, hi.
That was a good one today. I liked it.
It was tricky dealing with the plum tart itself, though. Very sticky.
Yeah. Do you wish you'd gone knife and fork now?
Yeah. Yeah. Sticky situation all around there. How was it for you?
It was great. I enjoyed this bit the most.
The look in his eyes when I slid my fingers in was he looked so sad.
Did he? Did he look really sad when you put your hand in the plum tart?
I don't remember that. He was just stood in front of me, just looking at me, wondering. Well, I don't know what he was wondering.
Well, it's a bit like a vowel off of last night on Bake Off. He probably made that with love, and then you just put your fingers in.
Just there watching me. But I'd paid for it. I suppose I could do what I wanted with it.
Darren says, "Help me! My cringe glands are in the next country." Yeah, I mean, it was a pretty bad one today.
Was it?
Yeah, but you did well, because that place is high-end. It's upscale. All the poshos are in there, and I guess it's quite intimidating for someone like yourself. Mm. So, that sounded patronising. I didn't mean that. You know what I mean? One day you will eat in that cafe. One day.
I?
Yeah.
It was all a bit of a blur. Hope you enjoyed.
Can be a little bit intimidating in there. I'm scared of going in there myself. But well done. Another great Secret Bake Off today. Thanks very much, Chris.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Greg James.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. Got a call up.
What?
You've been giving me the call up for Real No Real.
Oh, nice. Sorry. I thought this was Bake Off news or something.
Oh, yeah.
Not you.
No, sadly, Michael Kiwanuka couldn't make it today.
I've taken the money.
So thanks very much for popping in to do a bit of... A bit of Real or No Real?
You would though, wouldn't you? Just for a laugh.
What?
Take the money for it.
What? Hollywood style?
No, well, if someone just came to you tomorrow, Scott, and went, do you want to go and do the Bake Off? I mean, it'll be a disaster, but you know, get £10 million. All right, might as well.
It's not all about money though, is it, Greg?
No, but if you don't care about it, it's just sinking.
Having said that, have you noticed I'm wearing black today?
Yep, I have.
I'm in mourning for the next 15 minutes because our producer's leaving.
Oh.
Yeah, is
he going to the Bake Off?
Just going to where the money is.
Our very own Paul Hollywood here of the Scott Mills Show.
Well, Judas.
He's been so good on this show, but they've taken him. So
It won't be the same, will it?
No.
It won't be the same elsewhere.
No, but no, he's going to have a great time on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Nick Grimshaw. He is, but we're going to miss you, Will.
Yeah, and we're rubbish at these kind of moments and goodbyes.
Yeah, I mean, I need at least a couple of drinks to do the hugs thing and everything. I'm awful at this, so we're not even looking at him right now because it's too awkward. But mate, thanks very much
hates
for all
this
the work.
As well, but
thanks, mate.
Hugs.
Cheers, mate.
We do need to
arrange that. I know, we're not very good at it, are we? I told you. He knows that we love him. Okay, here's today's Real or No Real with Greg James.
The City of Glasgow College is offering a new course entitled How to Be a YouTuber / Vlogger.
Loads of people starting uni this week. This could be true.
All the rage. It is all the rage.
I'm imagining Zoella steps out as lecturer. Hi, guys. Here's how you do it.
Yeah.
Like she's going to tell anyone how to do it.
Yeah, but
that'll make her job.
That's what you should do, though. That they should ask you to go and do the course and then just be terrible as a teacher. And then no one will take your job ever.
Yeah,
but then maybe it's a great course to do because all you need to do is have a laptop and go on and watch it on your phone or on your laptop. Do you know what I mean? You don't actually have to go to lectures.
Yeah, no, they won't be doing
lectures.
Lectures
are vlogged.
Her and Alfie will never reveal the secret ingredients. Yeah, you tried to be a vlogger for a short minute, didn't you?
I did.
Do you remember? A couple of years ago,
I saw an opportunity in the world of beauty vlogging.
No, you just jumped on the bandwagon after realising how popular it was.
So jumped on the bandwagon. We did a couple of videos though.
Didn't you have a face pack with Tyler Oakley?
Face pack with Tyler Oakley. I got Scherzinger involved in one as well. To be honest, it was two or three vlogs, and then we thought, actually, this is more hassle than it's worth.
It's actually quite hard to keep up, isn't it?
More hassle than it's worth.
Almost like a proper job.
I wasn't getting the millions that I expected, so we binned it off quite quickly.
Yeah, I mean, it didn't flood in, and also, you're not one to wait.
No, so. I got these big names involved to kind of speed up that process. It didn't really work like that, so that was a lesson learned. If you do want to be a vlogger, don't get Tyler Oakley or Scherzinger involved. It won't help.
What you did is you overthought it, because actually, if you watch some of the ones that are really successful, it's just people opening soaps.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all it is. So they go to a soap shop and they're like, "Hi guys, got another haul today, got some soaps. So here we go with the first one." And like literally opening soap. 20
Click
minutes.
Click here for more videos, guys. Click here.
How many? 2 million views. Oh. So you've overthought it, is really what you should have. You should have just opened things.
But is the City of Glasgow College offering a new course entitled How to Be a YouTuber / a Vlogger?
I don't think you can teach these things. I think, as you said, it's a magic ingredient. It's a secret recipe. So I think this is no real.
Yeah, you can't teach it. You can't teach looking down the camera, saying hi, guys, and waving.
Okay.
So no real.
That one is real.
It's real. Entirely true. The evening course, which can be studied at the City of Glasgow College, will teach participants how to set up their own channel, how to utilise multiple platforms and make an impact on the general world of vlogging, guys. And next,
a new pair of battery-powered trainers called Soul Searchers will automatically walk you towards potential love interests.
That's brilliant. Imagine it, where it malfunctioned and it's just and it's taking you towards a minger. You're
but
like,
you can't.
No, not that one.
It's the shoes.
No, it's the shoes.
Not you. It's the shoes.
No. Why is it forcing me to kiss you? No. It's the shoes. So is it the shoes attracting to another pair of shoes that have been worn by someone else? Do you see what I mean? Is it shoe on shoe?
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, is it like GPS? Because, you know, sometimes that can go wrong, as you said.
It's like the wrong trousers, Wallace and Gromit. That's what I'm imagining. That the trousers and the shoes just make you walk somewhere.
It's a good name, though. Soul Searchers.
He's heading towards the cliff. I programmed them.
But it says it will walk you towards potential love interests, which suggests that's multiple, yeah. Right? So if you're in a busy, crowded area, shoes are going to be going, like, two different ways. I'd do the splits.
I'd program them to do a little dance as well, just dancing down the street.
It'll be chaos, won't it? Like, just imagine that. How do you know? A festival, it'll just be chaos.
Maybe it makes you dance in time. You could have used them on Strictly.
God, I wish I'd had those Soul Searchers. I would have got to Blackpool. How does it know where your potential love interests are also? Is this real?
I hope so.
Great idea.
I'm going to will it to be real.
Yeah.
Real.
I'm going to go real as well.
That one is no real.
Oh. No, made up. What a great made up fact.
Brilliant idea. Patent that.
Please someone do it.
But the large American trainer company that rhymes with Wike are releasing a pair of self-lacing trainers called Hyper Adapt in development for 10 years and out in November.
What? Why spend that amount of money and that amount of time and then call them the most boring name ever?
What are they called?
Hyper Adapt.
Hyper Adapt. Mm. Come on, guys.
And next.
The spiciest tortilla chip in the world is so spicy that it is only sold one chip at a time.
Ooh. Also, Chris Smith with the news is going to put him up on tortilla.
Tortilla, please.
It's tortilla, come on.
It's Spanish.
Yeah.
You don't say the L's.
Mm.
Tortillas.
A couple of tortillas.
And some Vegetas.
Come on in, guys. What's the spiciest thing you've ever had then?
Greg? Weird question.
Come on.
I don't know.
No?
Off the top of my head, I don't know.
Scott, trying to have a discussion here. Got to long this one out slightly.
What's the question?
Spiciest thing you've ever had. Probably
scraping
work,
the barrel.
Maybe doesn't work.
And I went to a hot sauce shop in LA with the Hoff. And
of course
you
did.
It was called Hot Sauce XXXXX. Wow. And I put like a little
It sounds like an adult shop.
Yeah, no, it wasn't. It was the spicy sauce shop. And I put like a tiniest little bit on a toothpick and put it in my mouth and I had to run for milk.
Have you seen, there's an amazing video going around at the moment of those two girls who try the hottest chili in the world. And they're really cocky about it and go, "Hi, we're going to try this chili because it's like the hottest chili in the world." And then cut to 5 minutes later, one of them's in bed.
No.
Not being able to even open her mouth.
I want to see.
So poorly.
So this spicy tortilla chip is so spicy that you can only buy it one chip at a time. That's pretty intense. Yeah, intense flavours right there.
Yeah, but that's still quite a big amount, isn't it? Even if it's one chip.
How big's the chip?
Because it was still, if it is the spiciest thing ever, right? That's going to go in your mouth. That's still quite a big thing, big spicy thing to get in there.
Well, a little triangle, but yeah, there's still quite a lot of spice.
Yeah. So I'm thinking, I'm going to say no real on that one then. I think if it's that spicy, even that's too big.
I think it's probably real because, you know, with all these sorts of things, safety first, spice second. So I think someone's been sensible here and it's probably real.
That one is real.
Yes, the Carolina Reaper Madness chip takes the intense heat from the Carolina Reaper pepper, which is the hottest chili pepper in the world. Each chip is sold in its own individual packet, just one chip at a time. At the end of that round of real or no real...
So low scoring. I got nothing. Greg got 10.
Yeah.
And today?
What? What's up?
No, I'm just thinking about the goodbye that we did for our producer Will here because it's his last show and it was quite disappointing. Maybe we should dedicate the next song to him.
What, Meteorite by Years and Years?
Is that what's next?
No, Millionaire by Digital Farm Animals.
Yeah?
That's that he's taking the money.
Okay.
He's taking the money. Anyway.
Must be the money.
What's on today? We have got What's My Age Again? Plus we have film reviews with Ali Plum after 6 o'clock.
We love you, Will.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Those are Thursday afternoon's best bits. Just to confuse you, we're on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show tomorrow morning in for Grimmie from 6:30. Scott Mills.